Hey pals, this is Unsuitable with Mary B. Seyfried. It's a podcast for single Christians who are trying to navigate a culture obsessed with marriage without losing our minds in the process. We don't talk about how to get unsingle. We interview single Christians who share stories and their expertise about all those nitty-gritty facets of single life your pastor isn't covering. Today's episode is an important one. After 11 seasons, 127 episodes, and 99 interviews with single Christians, Unsuitable is evolving. I use the word evolve very intentionally here. While we will be operating under a new name and fresh branding, our beating heart will remain the same. All episodes will stay up and available. If you're following us on your favorite podcast app, you won't have to re-follow us when we relaunch. We will continue to center single folks creating community in their actual lives. We will also center queer folks and others whose stories and wisdom have not been cherished by the white evangelical church. We will also no longer be an exclusively Christian podcast, as we believe there are glimmers of God's goodness everywhere. And it's often those who have been cast aside by institutions like the church who have the clearest vision for creating spaces of inclusion and belonging. Exciting changes are coming in just a few short weeks. However, this is a sort of ending. To honor what we've built over the past 5 years and thank our faithful listeners, I've written y'all a love letter. You know I think the world of you, so just sit back and relax as I attempt to put my feelings into words. We singles get a lot of flack, don't we? As someone who writes and operates in a Christian context, I see the takes from straight married white pastors, as well as those from news outlets and all the think pieces. One well-known pastor said of the future single women can expect, they're going to be working late. They're going to be lonely. They're going to have 7 cats and a couple STDs. They're going to be very, very sad. At one point in my life, I would have internalized these narratives and believed the blaring voices of men telling me who I was. Now I get furious. Then I laugh. I laugh because these diatribes are a far cry from what I see as I look at my own life and what I've heard from the 99 single folks I've talked to on this podcast and what I experience whilst engaging with my people on social media. We're kind of great, and I'm very into us. I am enamored of single folks in all our variety and beauty. Here are just a few things I love. I love how much we love our friends and found family. Sometimes, particularly with our married and long-term partnered pals, the effort of that love is not always mutual. It sometimes feels tenuous as friends move and phase in and out of our lives. Our love for our friends, however, is deep and rich and real. It is particularly so for those of us living far from our family of origin or those who are estranged from our family of origin. We have realized that we get to make family from the hodgepodge of humans we find along the path of our lives. We get the pure joy of introducing friends to each other and watching another human learn the awesomeness of that friend for the first time. We make time for each other because we are what we have. We push our imaginations to expand into a broader understanding of what love can be and of what it means to be known. I love our resourcefulness. While there is much to love about the single life, navigating a path that deviates from the one society has laid out for us is particularly challenging. Not only do we have to fight the limitations imposed by cultural narratives that tell us we are incomplete, wrong, and miserable, but we also have to overcome logistical limitations. White American culture seems to persist in perpetuating the myth of the self-sustaining nuclear family unit as the way, truth, and life. We singles are left to figure out how to manage the background and foreground work of our lives in a sustainable and fulfilling way. It's not something that is often modeled, let alone celebrated. And yet, we might hesitate to express frustration because the second we express the existential exhaustion of navigating life solo, there is an onslaught of voices telling us we don't have the right to be tired. I don't love the normalcy of our resourcefulness, but I am in awe of our creativity. Instead of waiting around for a spouse to swoop in and save us, we do all we can to go after what we want. We make it work with what we've been given. I love our standards. We're doing the work to discern what is important to us. We have the audacity to believe we can go after what we want. We are learning to live into our value with grace and compassion. Instead of healing for the sake of a future spouse, we are healing because we know that we are worth it. Our lives, friendships, and communities are better for it. And as we heal, we realize we don't have to tolerate abusive and toxic behavior for the sake of not being alone. While there is room for our humanity and the humanity of a potential partner, we are inviting those partners to meet us where we are. If we desire partners, we want true partners, not adults expecting us to parent them. Singles, I love all that we are and all that our lives can be. In spite of pressure and resentment from society to be what we aren't, we are finding ways to be honest about what is hard and great in this life we are living. Singles, I love us, and I'm rooting for us. To all my unsuitable pals, stay tuned for what's coming up. I am never not grateful for you. Thank you for listening. Whether you're new to these parts or you've been following us for years, we truly appreciate how you've hung with us as we've grown, and particularly as I've come out as bisexual. You're open and curious and always prove me right when I believe the very best about you. You can follow along with what's coming up on my Instagram at marybee.safrit, or by getting on our email list at marybeesafrit.com/links. I cannot wait to share what's next for Unsuitable with y'all. But that's all for now. Catch you on the flippity flop.